Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Monday, Wisconsin Department of Transportation will begin closing to everyone Southside parking lot lots that have growing encampments of homeless people, tents, RVs, campers, some sleeping in cars, basically living there. The data, 3 to 4 calls a day to authorities for reports of violence, weapons, drug overdoses, theft to these lots intended for folks who want to carpool or catch the bus. Bring in Dr. Ken Harris, former Milwaukee Police Lieutenant and host of the afternoon show on 101.7 The Truth. I want to get into long and short term here, Dr. Ken, but first, you know, what about these folks who say we got nowhere else to go?
See you.
I mean, at some point, we've wasted, and I'm going to tie it in politically just because it's convenient. I don't really care. But we've spent how much money on immigrants that came here illegally in hotels and food and education and all that? Education thing, I get. They're kids. But we can't find money to help a group of homeless people. Watch this. And we know where to find them. They're literally sitting in a, like, I don't understand. Let's find some money. Let's help people. If we're going to build, I would go to all of the builders, construction people, and I would make them say, hey, you want to build that great building downtown? Yeah, you want those tax breaks? Yeah, I need another building over here.
Here's what you're going to do for us.
Here's what you're going to do for the city, and you're going to build it right there. Otherwise, you're not going to get it. Hey, Northwestern Mutual, love you. Been a great city for over 100 years, but if you want that tax break over the next 10 years of $75 million or $7 million or $7, guess what? I need a new building over here. But we won't do that, and I don't understand why. We could fix this tomorrow, and it took 3 years?
Feels like about that much,
right? To tell some people that, hey, by the way, you're trespassing. Let me go down there and trespass. I would have been in cuffs in the sheriff's office like 5 minutes later.
How's that going to go on Monday, do you foresee? Sheriff's officials is going to have to walk in there and, all right, come on, guys. Come on.
Yep.
There'll be cameras there.
Right.
The optics won't be the best.
Right. And it won't be thought through, and then they'll go into the neighborhoods. Then it'll change.
Well, you better have a plan. Like, I don't want to foresee doom and gloom, but again, if there's someone there who's got a tent, and I'm standing here at my tent, and you say, you have to leave, and I say, I'm not going, then what are you prepared to do? Are you prepared to bring people in who are going to break down that tent?
Yes. They're going to be notified in X amount of days you need to move. If at X amount of time you have not moved your belongings, we will dispose of them. And they'll tell them. They'll walk through there. The social workers will walk through there. The homeless advocates will walk through there. They will know in advance. Now, what day are they moving them?
Monday. Well, Monday.
And they told them when?
Last week or this week, right.
So you have a week to figure it out.
But they've been told before. That's the other thing.
Except like this time.
We've seen this drill before.
Except this time, they're going to follow through. And so part of that is that you've been told multiple times over an entire year, you've had enough time, got to go.
You ever seen anything like this happen before in the history of the park and rides? We're trying to recall if this has ever been a thing.
Well, they kind of moved from places because they were dangerous underneath the
Right, over the overpasses, right.
But we're talking places on the south side that literally in some of the weeded area, the wooded areas, you know, we found whole whole like small towns.
Communities, yeah.
And we're talking like dozens of people living and functioning and cooking and one errant, you know, poof, and all of a sudden the whole place is on fire. I mean, it's really dangerous, but they're doing what they have to do.
Long-term play, what happens here? Is this just let's clear the whole thing out, let's let it sit for a bit, and then we'll reopen these park and rides once folks are gone and relocated?
But when they have to clean it.
Right.
You know, they have to clean it, they have to do it. It's like anything. It's like a Packer game, right? When you're done, you got to clean it. You got to disinfect the seats. You got to do all that. But then what they really need to do is get the state and the county and the city moving on what we're going to do to help these people.
Dr. Ken Harris, host of the afternoon show on 101.7 The Truth. Good to see you.
Same here.